last day to campaign. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The great red wave is going to come over the next little while. It's coming, it's building.
And President Trump predicts
this is far beyond the last one.
He'll go to North Carolina today and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, wrapping up tonight in Michigan. The day after going to five states, finishing in Florida early this morning where the crowd chanted, Fire Fauci.
No, he's been wrong on a lot. He's a nice man, though. He's been wrong on a lot.
Well, the president hinted he might get rid of his task force doctor after the election. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci has warned of a whole lot more hurt to come as the coronavirus keeps surging. There were record new cases last week. It's a big part of Joe Biden's closing argument.
I'll never give up, nor will America give up. We'll never wave the flag of surrender. We're going to beat this virus.
The Democratic nominee will start his day in Ohio, then go back to Pennsylvania to finish off campaigning. Now, there have been several hundred election lawsuits filed, including one we expect a ruling on today in Texas. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Dave, the Texas Supreme Court on Sunday denied a Republican-led petition to toss nearly 127,000 ballots cast at drive-through polling places in and around the Houston area that Democrats say were offered to prevent the spread of coronavirus.
We expect to win because the law is on our side.
Harris County Interim Clerk Chris Holland, though Republicans argue that state law doesn't allow for drive-through voting. A federal judge will decide on the issue today. More than 9.7 million people have already cast early ballots in Texas state.
Jeff, nationwide, it's nearly 94 million early votes. Fox News Democracy 2020 coverage of election results is tomorrow night. Watch on the Fox News channel. Listen on the Fox News app. Now, Twitter, which has been accused by Republicans of censorship, has updated its rules, not allowing anyone to declare an election victory before it's authoritatively called, and tweets it deems as interference with the election process will be removed. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involved.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
There's a major election coming to Imperial Valley. Board seats are up for grabs from Imperial Irrigation District, and you have an opportunity to take action. Your Greater Coachella Valley Chamber of Commerce endorsed Javier Gonzalez and J.B. Hamby. Well, what does that mean for you? It means the right to go solar. It means the right to safer, more affordable energy. It means protection from rising electricity costs. Vote Javier Gonzalez and J.B. Hamby. Paid for by Renova Energy Corporation. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
The radical left has a dangerous agenda for America. Higher taxes, killing jobs, defunding our police. But while the liberals are scheming to change the rules, Mark Kelly is dodging questions about how he'll vote. He doesn't want to admit what we already know about him. Mark Kelly has caved into the left and their radical agenda, backing their expensive government-run health care and massive tax hikes. Mark Kelly gave in and will help them raise our taxes thousands of dollars a year and slash funding for Arizona hospitals. National liberals are spending millions to elect Mark Kelly because they're counting on him to help them take over. If they grab all the power, they'll jam through their extreme agenda. We've got to do our part to stop them, because Mark Kelly won't. Arizona and America can't afford Mark Kelly. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
We'll heat up to 94 today with sunshine, 65 overnight tonight. Partly sunny and 92 on Tuesday, 64 Tuesday night. Calm winds Wednesday, sunny and 94, 63 Wednesday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Sean Garner, and I'm on 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law, and we've just started the show, and we already have a caller on the line.
Good morning. No, we don't.
No, we don't have a caller on the line. We have false alarm.
It's a miscue.
Okay, so this morning we have a great show. It's a really exciting time to be on the radio because it's right before this huge election that is going to take place tomorrow, this historic election. It's going to determine really the fate of our nation, not just for 4 years, but probably for 40 years.
So many moving parts. Where do you want to start?
Well, gosh, I mean, we could talk about packing the Supreme Court. We could talk about whether we stick with conservative values and maintain the status quo and just grasp on to the threads that we have of freedom and the freedom of speech and the freedom of being able to congregate and worship as we see fit according to our own conscience.
Right.
Or we could talk about what could be taken away from us if the Supreme Court becomes another, basically, a political body.
They could destroy it. The Supreme Court is one of the three legs to keep us everything in check.
It's supposed to be absolutely neutral.
Yeah, and they may just pack it up with appointees that are political and destroy it.
And absolutely become political. And if that happens, then it becomes a policy-making branch of the government.
Right.
And, of course, it's going to make and enforce policies that support the political party that put in the nominees or the nominees
we
that
also
now
have,
make up the justices.
We also have the potential that on the end of the day tomorrow, we don't have a winner because there's been a fix has been in to try to skew the election, muddy up the waters, get people out of the vote late, and mess up, the whole, every state has got some kind of little issue.
Yeah, so if you're waiting on bated breath for the results tomorrow,
Maybe not.
You should excel and start to breathe and start to gear up for a marathon. Because I don't know that there's going to be actual results, definitive results tomorrow.
And even Hillary Clinton came out, a month or two ago. No matter what they say the results are, don't accept them, don't concede.
Yeah.
That's just the start of the fight. The rest of it, we'll give it to the lawyers and we'll see if we can't, change the results if we don't like them.
Right.
Amazing.
It's scary. Well, there was this great political rally that was here in Yuma. Isn't that interesting how Yuma, we're looked at by the rest of Arizona as kind of like, this redheaded stepchild of the state.
Right.
But we've been visited by the president multiple times, and last night, Don Jr. was here in town with Paul Gosar and with McSally. Martha McSally and Tim Dunn, and they were all talking about, you know, how important it is to get out there and vote and to exercise our right to vote and demonstrate that we want to continue to exercise
our... I think that's normal. How many times was Obama in Yuma?
I don't think ever.
Oh, my God, that's right. Never mind.
So interesting thing. I didn't go last night.
But certainly Biden's been in Yuma.
No.
No?
Of course not.
Okay.
Right?
Never mind.
Yeah.
So I'd interrupt.
Exactly, yeah. So... I enjoy the theory of politics, but I don't like diving in to the mud pit of politics. So I don't have Fox News on. I don't have CNN on. I used to try to listen to NPR, but gosh, it was so many times that I had to fact check myself or the news that they were pushing out as news on NPR that I just gave it up because there were so many times that they would spin it in a left kind of wing way.
Seems to be the flavor of the day, man.
And so I don't listen to the news a lot. I do read, and I try to keep up on you know, what's attempting to be non-biased editorials. The Epoch Times is a good one.
Very good. I like them.
Yeah, and you have to pay a subscription to participate.
I've interviewed about four of their writers.
Oh, have you really? Okay, so... Yeah. And they attempt to be nonpartisan. Of course, everybody's got their own little... views and, sure. and their agenda, and
well,
but they try really hard to set the agenda-specific issues aside and report the news, which I enjoy.
They have an issue with China.
They have a major issue with China, and they're not shy to talk about how China is very corrupt and is looking to expand its reach around the world.
And that's very dangerous. Those guys are sticking their necks out because they're Chinese citizens, some of them.
Well, what's interesting, when you read the Epoch Times, you're going to read a lot about Hunter Biden, and you're going to read a lot about the corruption and the communist regime that funds some of the company endeavors that Hunter Biden is doing over there in China. But what you're not going to see if you Google it is any of that information.
Google knocks it out?
Google knocks it out. I don't know why, but if you Google those types of stories... You're going to have to fish down multiple layers.
Yeah.
And same thing with Dinesh D'Souza. If you Google Dinesh D'Souza, who was imprisoned.
Was?
Yes, he was imprisoned during the administration of Barack Obama because he was putting out a film that was derogatory.
Well, the reason he was in prison is he gave too much money unknowingly to a single candidate, which has happened a lot.
That's the technical reason that he was in prison.
So
but the real reason that he was in prison was because, because he was not...
Because what he did was not malicious in any way, and it wasn't trying to hide it, wasn't trying to beat the campaign laws. He really didn't know.
Yeah. He was putting out a movie that was illustrating that America would decline in its prosperity under first Barack Obama and then subsequently Hillary Clinton, who was running for president.
So he
contributed to a campaign, and there is this very small, obsolete type of campaign law that he was prosecuted on. He was the only person ever to be prosecuted under this law and was imprisoned under this law.
I think he gave 5,000. The threshold was 3 or 4,000 or something silly like that.
He gave something over the allowed amount to a campaign.
Which normally they tell the campaign to give it back. They didn't. They just decided to throw him in jail.
They threw him in jail, and they waited for to basically silence his speech, and that they did. They accomplished a lot of it. And if you search Dinesh D'Souza, who is one of the foremost scholars in history as far as socialism, communism, fascism, and the roots of all of those movements and how they align with where we are going currently in the American society, he is brilliant. And he has written books upon books and articles, and he's taught at universities and currently makes circuits around and speaks at universities. He was here in Yuma a couple of years ago. Yeah, and it was wonderful. He's tremendously educated, very well spoken. You can fact check all of his information, and it's spot on. But Google has him down 3 or 4 pages anytime that it comes to trying to see what his opinion is today on politics. We have to take a break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Hi, Mija. Mija, do you hear the mean things they say about the Supreme Court nominee Barrett? Just because she's a Catholic, they call her church group a cult. Mija, we're Catholics, and we belong to church groups. Why do they think we Catholics are a cult?
Mama, that is called Catholic shaming, and the Democrats have been doing it for years.
Democrats are actually attacking Catholics? I'm scared.
Mama, I'm scared too. The Democrat Party has changed. They're no longer the President Kennedy Democrats. The new Dems are socialists and Marxists and don't care about God, country, and they are against the family. Did you know the prefect of the Vatican's highest court, Archbishop Burke, said that the Democrat Party is transforming itself into the party of death?
Mija, the party of death?
I will not vote for the party of death. I will not vote Democrat.
Please vote, but vote for God, country, and family. This message is paid for and authorized by the Power of Fox, LLC.
Fox News on AM 560 Radio is brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Kennedy said, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. You and I are that generation.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Good morning, Yuma. We are back. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Sean Garner, and I am an attorney at Deason Garner & Hansen. We do estate planning, and that's what we do for our day job. But on the side, we get very involved in our country and in our community and in our church and religious activities. And we want to make sure that everybody understands how important it is to get out there and vote so we can retain those religious freedoms that we all enjoy.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of the, it's been amazing, evangelicals have gone for Trump in 2016. And again, and he's not a religious leader by any means.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I thought was funny is when, during the last debate, Biden, he kept going over and over on the point that this is election of character.
Yes.
You know what? Character was eliminated from politics a long time ago, well before I was born. And I can't say that I stand behind President Trump's character. I've never really understood.
But what about his actions?
Yeah, yeah.
And
his actions.
Policies.
And that is always been a difficult thing for me, is to separate the man from the office. And that the Democrats did a very good job when Clinton was, you know, involved in the scandal with
a lot of extracurricular activity.
Yeah, exactly. and they did a fantastic job of doing that, saying, you know, we're not electing this person because of his moral scruples. We're electing this person because of his ability to lead and the direction that he takes our country, the prosperity that he provides or under which leadership our country benefits from.
Right.
And if you look at that, just on that note, prosperity and the direction that our country is going, we're looking at Donald Trump. We're looking at him leadership style as that is his position as president, and that is separation from him as character. I can't get behind his character.
Why
I don't like
that,
his character.
What do you mean? Because he's abrupt, you mean?
That's putting it lightly.
Well, he is. He's a blue-collar abruptness, but he's not a pedophile. He's not improper. No, he's an adulteress at one time or cheated on
his
wife.
Sure. My moral compass, I don't think, points the same direction his does. Or at least I would say that his doesn't point north.
Correct.
But
I don't think he's stealing, robbing. When I look at the character, I'm more worried about Joe Biden with the Chinese, worried about Joe Biden with Ukraine, worried about Joe Biden, you know, with his openness on corruption. And Trump doesn't seem to have the corruption, but yeah, he's a blue-collar guy.
Yeah. So, guaranteed, there's going to be corruption behind both parties. And I'm not so naive to say that one party is a saint and the other party is...
Well, when I say corruption, I mean self-benefiting. And I
understand.
Like checks coming from China directly to the Biden family.
Yeah, I understand. And I don't think that he's hurting financially by being president. I know that he hasn't taken any money from the government as far as his pay as being president, but his name is certainly being benefited. And so would anybody's name who is president of the United States. I don't think that he is a saint. What I do think is that I enjoy... being a part of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I enjoy being able to congregate without anybody saying I can't assemble freely to worship, that I can't benefit from the testimonies of other people that share my faith. I really have a problem with that, and President Trump supports my right to do that, and therefore I align with him politically.
Makes perfect sense. And I think that's the rest of the evangelicals. God, I can't believe I can't talk
today.
Your throat. I think I'm like Biden today. but they got behind him not because he was carrying a Bible, but because he was going to support those two.
Yes, and so interesting, during the rally last night, there was a last-minute call for a group of young men that would go out and be ushers and make sure that people were directed to their seats in an orderly fashion and make sure there was proper distancing and every other, the checks and make sure that things were done right at this campaign last night. And so my son was called up, and he's 15 years old, and he put on his white shirt and slacks, and I said, what are you doing? You got your white shirt and tie on? He goes, well, I'm going to go to this this Trump rally. And I said, okay, but why are you dressed up in a white shirt and tie? This is what, you know, he wore earlier in the day when we went to church. And he said, well, we've been asked to. And what it turned out to be is they were ushers there. They were there from, boy, I think it was 4 o'clock to about 8 o'clock. It was a long time. It was about 4 hours that they were there. And they did a supreme job, according to the mayor and several other elected officials, for how well they carried themselves, how well they followed the instructions, how well they're well-dressed and well-groomed and well-behaved and just followed through and were able to understand the instructions they were given and then carry them out. And so there was some inquiries as to what group, organization they were a part of, and it turns out they weren't part of any specific group or organization. These are boys, though, that I've known for the past 15 years, for their entire lives, and I've grown up with them, going camping with them and going on service projects with them. The things that go into creating the character that stood out as this light, as this candle on a hill to these elected officials was the integrity that they developed over the years. And I want to just read a few of the things that I've participated in with them or seen them do that contributes to their character. Moving a family on a Friday night. We will often get a call on a Friday night or a Saturday morning that a family who doesn't have the means necessary to move all their furniture is in need. They're either moving in from out of town or they're moving from one place to another. They've been evicted or they were able to close on a home and now they're able to move in. It doesn't really matter what it is, whether it's because they're poor or it was just a last-minute thing.
Right.
These boys are up, and we can make a phone call, and we can get 10 to 20 boys in about an hour to gather together and load furniture from a house into a moving truck, go to a different location and unload it, and take up their entire Friday night to do it without a bit of murmuring. And if you give them a soda afterwards, they'll think that that was just the best night ever. So that's the type of people they are. They plant trees at elementary schools. My son, he went to Desert Mesa Elementary School, and it was lacking in all of the trees and the plants and the landscaping, and he does the landscaping for my yard. And so he said, you know what, let's make this a little bit nicer. So he got together a bunch of businesses to donate funds to buy new gravel, 20 new trees, 50 new shrubs, and organized over 50 people to totally put new landscaping down at Desert Mesa Elementary School. And it looks great. So these boys, they stand for something. Another example is when they were participating in a science fair. Well, it was more than a science. It was a robotics competition. And you may remember this story, Russ. They were participating in this, and they had worked all year long on building this this robot that could do specific tasks as part of a competition. And they won their regionals. And they were going on to the state competition, and then the teacher announced to them, or the instructor who was over the robotics competition at their school, announced to them that their portion of the competition would be held on Sunday.
Right, I remember that.
Well, five of the boys were members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and we still hold tight to the Ten Commandments and to obviously the commandment that you should honor the Sabbath day. And In our interpretation of honoring the Sabbath day, that is not to participate in extracurricular activities that would be done otherwise in the rest of the week, that you preserve that day for helping people, for exercising religious liberties, for going to church, for strengthening your testimony, and those types of things. And so they said, we can't go. We can't participate on Sunday. And the teacher understood this as the parents telling the children they couldn't go.
Oh.
I said, "Well, I'll talk to your parents. I'm sure they'll understand. You know, this is a big opportunity." And all of them told them, "We haven't talked to our parents. We're telling you we can't go because this is what we believe. Sunday is sacred, and we're not going to go." And so then he said, "Well, now I really want to talk to your parents so I can talk them into making you go." And they said, "No. You're not going to talk to our parents. This is our decision. We're not going." At that point, he literally kicked them to the curb and said, "Go out, leave the club, go sit on the curb, and, you know, wait for your ride home." They were 12 and 13 years old at the time. And they did. They stood up, and they were essentially cast out because of their religious beliefs. And I thought that was a high watermark for them and their character.
So you pulled some goodness out of that.
I thought that was a tremendous act of valor and integrity, because they stood up to somebody who is not only an adult, but was supposed to be their leader in what is right and what they're supposed to be doing, what is the type of character that they're supposed to be developing to become productive citizens of our society. But he went off and went astray of the correct path that they knew, and they stood for something. Now, you may or may not believe that participating in a robotics competition is a big deal.
Doesn't
but
matter.
It's a big deal that there are people out there that stand up for what's right, what they believe, and choose it despite the consequences. We need more people like that, and these are the types of boys that showed up, and they were given, I don't know how much notice they were given. We weren't given very much notice that this rally was going to occur, and we were certainly not given any notice that they needed ushers at the event. And 20 of these boys showed up in white shirts and ties and represented the community in a wonderful fashion, not because of what they were told on a single evening or, you know, over a course of a short period of time. It's that the events that they participated in over a lifetime, they built up some integrity. And these are the types of acts that we want to be continue to be supported by our leadership. We're going to have to take a break here. This is 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity is brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. I'm Chris Fleming, General Manager. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Cindy Landine. I've been with the station for 30 years. The best part about my job is I'm not tied to my desk. I'm out and about in the Yuma community helping businesses and nonprofit organizations better themselves by achieving their marketing goals.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
Be sure to listen for the border reports each morning for information on border crossing wait times and the traffic reports each afternoon, Monday through Friday. You'll receive up-to-date road closures and restrictions due to construction or road repairs. Get the information you need with the border crossing and road reports brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966, located on Gila Ridge Road. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge about a quarter mile. RV World.
My name is Zachary Ortiz, and I'm a family medicine doctor here in Phoenix. I treat everyone from newborns to seniors. I see every day how this pandemic is hurting Arizona families. It's not just the virus. Many of my patients have lost their jobs and their health insurance. That's why it's so frustrating to see Martha McSally making it harder for my patients to receive care. Martha McSally repeatedly voted to gut protections for pre-existing conditions. She voted for an age tax that would let insurance companies charge people older than 50 five times more. And she voted to cut funding for rural hospitals. Now Martha McSally is holding up the HEROES Act, which would help our hospitals and get Arizona families back on track. She's making this crisis worse. Tell Martha McSally to stop attacking our health care and to pass the HEROES Act.
Advancing AZ is responsible for the content of this ad, paid for by Advancing AZ, advancingaz.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner, and I'm an attorney with Deason Garner and Hansen, and we do estate planning. And what is estate planning? That is a will for some people. It's a trust for others. It's a power of attorney for others. But today we're talking about moral character and how that is involved in politics. We've got somebody on the phone, and let's take this.
You're
caller,
on the air.
You're on the air.
Well, good morning. Thanks for opening up your phone line since the last caller. I was at that rally last night, and I just want to say those young men were spectacular and did a wonderful job. Courteous and directing people around. It was just awesome to see that all around. It was just a wonderful night. The weather was great. The patriotism was there. But
What was your big takeaway from the night? When you went home, what did you reflect back on and say, you know what, that's why I got out and went?
Well, I got out and went for two reasons. You know, there's a lot of at stake right now, and probably I actually witnessed something on Saturday that really I'm going to kind of go off the little thing, and I'll answer your question in a second. You know, you hear about these people that move and steal campaign signs, and I never thought that, you know, yeah, right. I actually witnessed it right in front of me. This lady that was, I think she was a lady. She had a real high, tight haircut. But she was on the corner of 10th Street and 4th Avenue walking around, and then she just grabbed three Trump Pence signs right off, boom, 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 and ran into her car. I have actually thought, by that time I realized, oh, this lady's stealing signs or, you know, whatever. So I actually drove to block her car in, and she almost ran into my car, and then she she kind of skedoodled out, and here I am following this person. And, of course, my camera has one of those 1-2 timers to take a picture, so she was moving pretty fast, and I thought, why am I going to, you know, run over somebody in the neighborhood chasing somebody that took a couple signs down? But I thought, how horrible. And then, you know, you drive around to a lot of these corners, and you see a lot of this Biden guy signs all over the place, but you saw Trump Pence signs, they're gone. I mean, drive through Yuma. I drive through Yuma all day long, and it's like, wow, where the heck are these signs going to? But anyways, taking away from where I was at, last night was beautiful because, you know what, it was inspirational. It was great to, everybody's on the same note. You know, our country has been going downhill for a long time in a sense of morals. There are no morals in our, when you can have, you know, oh, pro-life or pro-choice. No, there is no such thing as pro-life or pro-choice. It's pro-life or pro-death.
Very good.
When you can decide,
well spoken.
Down the
it
road
just pro-death doesn't roll off the tongue very well for those that support that political view, and so they've re-termed it.
But that's what it is. It's pro-life or pro-death. And when you can decide to take the life of a child in the womb of their mother, you know, 4 days before it's supposed to be born, that's death. I mean, and we support that? Come on, really? I mean,
yeah.
our country, so we have to, you know, we have to align, you know. I sat there and I felt pumped. I felt energetic. Everything was on point.
Have you voted already? Have you done an early ballot,
oh, yeah.
or are you going to do an election day
very,
vote?
For the very first time, I actually just voted early. I never request a ballot through the mail, ever. I always go down to vote the day of election day. But I thought, you know what, it's probably going to be a little crazy, and they had the early voting thing. So last week I went down and voted early, first time in my whole life.
Good.
And it was very well. Hats off to the recorder's office, the election office.
Oh, they've been doing a great job.
Smooth. Oh, yeah, they are. I have the highest integrity. You know, when they talk about vote, you know, being tampered with and all that, I think Yuma County has an election office that is just right up to par. And hats off to those people that run that department and the smoothness that runs through there. And I believe they do have a high integrity of getting the job done correctly.
Couldn't agree with you more.
So,
thank you for the call.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Yes, I've seen that with signs being stolen or destroyed. We really contemplated whether or not to put signs in front of our house, you know, because we don't want our house to be vandalized. We don't want to have rocks tossed through the windows. And that is a scary society to live in. And we live in a community that is very, very conservative. And so I still legitimately have that fear that if I were to openly support Trump, then I'm going to be subject to some type of backlash.
Correct.
Whether it's hate speech or whether it's actual violence. And that should not be. And for those of you that are conservatives that are thinking about taking out any type of revenge or illegitimate actions against those who have different political beliefs, check yourselves. Don't do that. That is succumbing to evil in general and what we're trying to fight against. Everybody's entitled to their political belief. Everybody's entitled to their religious beliefs. And allow them to exercise that in a peaceful way and do it by being an example. For sure. I really miss John Minori right now.
I do too.
Because he would be calling up right now, and he used to call this station whenever we were on KLDS. Because I go so much off onto like a kind of a church and evangelical type of tone. And yeah, that's fair. So John was very good at pointing it out. We will talk about estate planning briefly here. But first I want to follow up on the comments that that last caller had. He said that, you know, you're either pro-life or you're pro-death. And there's a lot of people out there that believe, and rightly so, that how well a society has evolved can be reflected in how we treat our pets and even stray animals, and in short, the Humane Society. How well we have the Humane Societies of these communities organized and funded, and how well we respect these pets that are abandoned or abused.
Right.
And I absolutely agree with that. Now, my kids are laughing because I'm kind of the Grinch when it comes to our dog, because I'm always getting after them for, you know, them not picking up after him and not feeding him, and they think that I hate our dog. And it's not the dog, it's that I'm trying to teach them responsibility to, you know, follow up with the dog and make sure that they're not just adding to my chore list. But let's take that a step further. If the progression of our society is measured by how we treat animals, stray animals, and those animals that have been abused, how much more can it be measured by how we treat infants and furthermore the unborn?
Wow.
Right? When we treat the unborn and infants with no respect, we don't give any respect to life, then we have demonstrated that we're completely morally bankrupt. And so we need to reflect on that. I had a case, and it brought out this point so poignantly and so eloquently that it's hard to pass over. So there's this distribution that I'm doing for an estate. And in the distribution, the client left to her grandchildren. It was all living grandchildren at the time of her death, an education fund. And so we're doing the math for this education fund, and I divide it up seven ways and type up all the necessary paperwork for the beneficiaries to sign to receive their inheritance. And my paralegal comes up to me and says, "You should have divided it by eight, not seven." And I said, "Well, why is that?" She said, "Well, it's because they have eight grandchildren." I said, "Yes, but this client died 6 months ago. One grandchild was just born, I think it was 4 months ago."
Ooh.
And I said, "So they weren't living. The language in the trust says living at the time of her death," because she realized that there could be more grandchildren and grandchildren could die. We wanted to make it a specific group so there wouldn't be any issues about that. And she said, "Well, this child was living.
Ooh.
It had a heartbeat, right? It had brain activity. It was moving inside of the womb. This
Mr.
child was
Chuck.
Living." So I sat there and I said, okay. She's like, "You know, that child could have been born prematurely and could have been in existence. So right. If you would have wrote any born children or any children with a birth date, then so be it, but you didn't write that. You wrote any living children. So now I've got to update my drafting when we come up with those types of provisions, but more so I had to reflect on it." Now what we're going to do is, of course, we're going to notify all the beneficiaries, and she won me over with the argument. I agree. That child was living.
I don't think that would have been hard to win you over. I really don't.
But I look at these children, and I know that my wife specifically, she's grown this attachment to the children extensively before they're born. Me, not so much. They're my child, and I'm happy that my wife's pregnant, and I'm excited for the birth. I'm generally a little bit scared,
yeah,
right? Because there's a whole new realm of responsibility that's coming up.
You haven't met the new addition yet. You don't know.
But boy, I tell you, the mothers, they know that child is living. And so, caller, thank you for pointing that out. It is pro-life or pro-death, and that's the fact. And if we can't call it what it is, then we can't make decisions on a rational basis.
Legally, can you change it now to where living means heartbeat?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to put in children. We agreed children that were conceived at the time of death. And so if the child was in the womb, so we don't have to define heartbeat or brain activity or anything like that. We can or viability if they were to be born prematurely. We're going to say if they were conceived, because the conception date is pretty easy to pinpoint, And at least, you know, as for the gynecologist and the doctors that are determining what the delivery date is, they pinpoint what the conception date is, right?
It's a calendar.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we're going to put into our provisions now. But we've got to take a break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store. Is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Fox News on AM 560 Radio is brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Kennedy said, "Only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. You and I are that generation."
The radical left has a dangerous agenda for America. Higher taxes, killing jobs, defunding our police. But while the liberals are scheming to change the rules, Mark Kelly is dodging questions about how he'll vote. He doesn't want to admit what we already know about him. Mark Kelly is caved into the left and their radical agenda, backing their expensive government-run health care and massive tax hikes. Mark Kelly gave in and will help them raise our taxes thousands of dollars a year and slash funding for Arizona hospitals. National liberals are spending millions to elect Mark Kelly because they're counting on him to help them take over. If they grab all the power, they'll jam through their extreme agenda. We've got to do our part to stop them, because Mark Kelly won't. Arizona and America can't afford Mark Kelly. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, exclusively offering Hercules tires. A new level of performance and versatility. All weather on and off road strength and durability. More security, more control, more stability. Longer lasting, outstanding warranty and road hazard protection. Get your Hercules tires at any of the four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com to choose the perfect tire. Pay online and schedule your installation appointment. Free pickup and drop off for a hassle-free experience. Guaranteed.
The general election is Tuesday, November 3rd. Voting locations across the state will be open on Election Day from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't wait. Find your voting location now and have your ID handy. Learn more at arizona.vote. That's arizona.vote.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. We're talking about politics. We're talking about the importance to vote. And we've got a caller on the air. We're going to take this caller and see where we go.
You're on the air.
Hi, I want to continue with that last caller about pro-death, pro-life.
Okay.
And what do you call it? It's some sort of fancy name for murder when the child is born and they euthanize it anyway. I believe it starts with an F. I can't remember the term that's being used.
Infanticide.
Yeah.
Infanticide. That's it. See, such a beautiful name to kill a child.
In my mind,
the baby is out of the womb. And so, to me, in my lame brain thinking, it is first-degree murder.
And
the thought's there.
There are certain political parties that would call that the lizard brain, but other people would call that compassion. And I think compassion is a more fitting word for it.
Right. So how are they getting away with this? I mean, talk about getting away from the Lord's word, period. And killing a human being. Out of the womb. You know, you could tolerate, I don't tolerate it. People tolerate, well, it's an abortion. So what do you call killing the baby after it's out of the womb and at birth?
And that's when true evil comes in and combines with our natural human instinct to justify whatever we want to make our lives more convenient, and we rationalize very bad decisions with very eloquent language and eloquent terms. And that's what you're saying right now. We can rationalize
exactly
anything.
What I'm saying, sir.
Yeah, if we put our mind to it. And this evil spirit creeps in, and it enables us to come up with eloquence and scholarly terms to justify horrific acts. And what we need to do is take away all the poetry and say, this is what it is. It's murder. It's killing. Now, I had a situation, this was 15 years ago, where I was looking to adopt out a dog. Okay, my children were no longer taking care of this dog. That's maybe why they think of me as a Grinch when it comes to pets. And I was taking care of this dog, and I was busy working, and I said, you know what, our family's not the best fit for this family. We're going to adopt out this dog. So I sought out several families to take this dog on. They're pet lovers. They had other dogs. They're about the same size, and it just wasn't working out. I had taken the dog over for test trials to, you know, see if they got along with their dog, and it didn't work out. So then my neighbor one day says, listen, I know a guy that would love to have this dog. And I said, okay, great. So he takes it over, and a lot of my friends, if they're listening, they know this story. And so he takes it over, and this guy works behind his shop, and he is an undocumented worker, and he wanted the dog, and so he gave him the dog, and there, so be it. Well, this person, and I don't even know him, I didn't meet the person that received the dog, he took him, and I gave him the kennel with the shot records and everything, together with, you know, the dog tags and the rabies tags and everything. And he took the dog and he put it on the corner of 32nd Street and 3E at midnight. And so the Humane Society gets called by a bystander that's passing by and says, hey, there's this abandoned animal on 3E and 32nd Street.
He
abandoned the animal. So I get this knock on the door from the Humane Society that looks very much like the police, and they say, you need to come in and for some questioning. And I'm skipping over some details just for brevity, but that's what ended up happening. I had to go into the Humane Society. They put me in a room, and they questioned me about what happened with this dog. And I said, well, I gave it to my neighbor who had a friend that wanted the dog. And they said, no, you abandoned the dog, and this is a felony animal abuse.
No way.
And I said, listen,
Sean's going to jail.
I didn't try to abuse any animal. In fact, I'm trying to find a home for it. And they said, well, I'm like, well, how did you find me? And they said, well, your name is on all the shot records. I'm like, right. Who does that? Who wants to, like, get rid of a dog and put their name on the shot records in the kennel with everything that it needs?
So the kennel was out there with the shot records, everything.
Yeah. Oh, and I said, I certainly did not do that. Somebody else took this and abandoned this dog. And we went roundabout for a little bit until I could get enough people to collaborate the story. But here's the point of the whole story. They were very adamant that I had committed a crime against you know, humane. Yeah, an animal. I was being inhumane to this dog. And, you know, perhaps if what the assumptions were correct, I had been, but I didn't. But how much more are we actually being not only inhumane, but downright just murderous to our own race?
Wow.
And that is the human race. And we're just painting it over with this flowery language that makes it okay.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, and you know what? Thank you, sir, because you said exactly what I've been thinking, Russell Paya, that I do think that it's first-degree murder.
Thank you.
The baby's out of the womb.
You have a choice. You have a choice to participate in sexual intercourse, and it's 99.9% of the time that it is consensual intercourse that results in these pregnancies. And in those cases, they want to be given the choice after the fact to avoid the consequence. Now, if I choose to steal, I do have that choice. But I don't have the choice of the consequence, which is go to jail or be otherwise charged with a crime. I do have the choice to speed, but I don't have the choice whether or not to get a ticket if I'm caught. I have the choice to jump off a cliff, and if the water's too shallow, I don't have the choice of breaking a bone or not, right? That choice has been made when I jumped. That choice has been made when you engage in consensual intercourse. And I agree that there are very limited circumstances where we need to call into question this. But it's not at month 8 of a pregnancy, right? That's not the time. It's not even at month 5 of the pregnancy. It's very early on when you first initially determined that there was a pregnancy and it was incest or it was rape or there was something that was terribly wrong with the baby, and we're in, like, at the very most, the first trimester. So all of this where the abortions are these late-term abortions, that is just plain murder. And if we can't treat our own, our infants, our indefensible infants, better than pets, then we really need to check ourselves as far as where we're going in the society.
So I haven't had the rest of the story. Is the dog back?
Yeah. So the next day I come home from being interrogated. Well, no, the same day. I mean, the same day I came home from being interrogated. It was the day after I gave the dog away. And my kids are all there, you know, in the street playing on scooters and skateboards. And I get out of the car with this kennel. And they said, hey, I thought we gave that dog away. It's like the dog just keeps coming back. And
rename the dog Boomerang.
They said, so when I was at the Humane Society, I said, listen, I'll take the dog back and we'll find a home for it. And they said, okay, you can, but you've got to pay for the dog again. You've got to readopt the dog.
What?
So I had to readopt the dog in order for them to be finally convinced that I didn't intentionally abuse this dog. So I readopted this dog. I paid a fine of, say, $50 for leaving it outside without a leash. And then I got the dog back. And they're like, well, what are you going to do? Why do you have the dog back? And I'm like, well, we've got to find a home for it. So we put an ad on Craigslist, and we found a good home for it. We got the documents notarized and signed that this person was going to take a very good care and provide for this pet. And then the dog has a good home. So
dog has a good home. Hasn't come back yet.
It has not come back. So, yeah, let's say what we're going to say, call a spade, and then determine whether or not we're on the right side of an argument. I think that caller was exactly right. You can't just paint a very terrible act in a good term and then say that it's justified or it's more coherent with our human liberties to do this than to acknowledge that we have to face our consequences and it's going to be an inconvenience, and so we're going to call it something that flower it up, make it poetry, and then and call it...
Put a little lipstick on it.
Yeah, lipstick on a pig is still a pig.
So. There you go.
This is 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and Law. It's all the time we have for this week.
If you...
you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
From the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU.